producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, yesterday's State of the Union address, I found pretty interesting. I think I was very, very relieved that this is the final State of the Union address of Obama's presidency. And even people who like President Obama and enjoyed his presidency, I think it has been an exhausting 8 years. And I think both sides are looking, you know, forward to a new future. Whether you were proud of the job Obama did or not, I think many of us are just kind of ready for just, I don't know, a little bit of a bounce in our step or a little fire under our butts. And I don't particularly think the address that he gave did that, but it wasn't supposed to. I think it was supposed to kind of wrap up what his administration has done. You know, he boasted about job growth, although I'm kind of confused. I think he was talking about, you know, making 14 million new jobs, but I was kind of confused because I thought we lost a lot of jobs during the recession, and so people getting their jobs back, does that mean new jobs? Or so I wasn't really too sure how he, you know, played with the numbers on that, unless, you know, all the millions of people that lost their jobs on top of that, 14 more million are now back at work. I'm not sure. He mentioned how Americans are anxious. That one line definitely hit home with me. I was actually driving home yesterday because I don't get off work quick enough to be able to enjoy the State of the Union address or presidential debates. I either have to stay at work and watch him, although I don't have proper cable, which, by the way, I don't get. I don't get how you don't get the major, you know, network stations when you have some sort of cable, but it skips it and it just goes to, like, cable. I mean, I could get sports, which is great. I just can't get the regular network stations. Don't ask. But anyway, I'm driving home and I hear him go, you know, Americans are anxious. And I understand there were, you know, a second or third parts and participles to that first, you know, predicate or part of the sentence. But, it's definitely, I think, a feeling that a lot of us feel. Like I said, whether you like his administration or not, I think it is very anxiety provoking right now when we're hearing, you know, media reports that another recession is supposed to hit, that there's supposed to be another collapse of the market, when we hear the uncertainty going on in the Middle East and European financial markets dealing with crisis, and then Great Britain's healthcare crisis that they're having with doctors striking and working 52-hour shifts and not being paid enough. And, you know, you see these little flirtations with another economic collapse, and it's very, very frustrating. It's very anxiety provoking. Obama was very complimentary to our military, which was nice. And I'm sure many of you guys have already heard it, so I'm not going to, you know, review what the State of the Union was. He credited the Affordable Health Care Act for a slowdown in health care spending. He did seem to, you know, admit that there were some issues with the Affordable Health Care Act, and I thought that was pretty professional of him. Citing a slowdown in healthcare spending, I wouldn't really credit that to the law. I would credit that to you can't afford the health insurance or your deductible so high that you don't go to the doctor. I have hardly gone to the doctor since Obamacare passed. as opposed to prior. So, I mean, it worked. It slowed down healthcare spending. I'm scared to death to go to the doctor because it's going to cost too much. And plus, you know, do I really want my gynecological history in some sort of a electronic database? Although I'm sure the internet has a database of that in and of itself. When I got my pap smear done, I was dressed, but I did, I did promote my getting my, you know, exams done for Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. Why not? All right, so what was though very, very interesting is his deputizing Vice President Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is now supposed to be in mission control of our fight with cancer. He says it's a moonshot to cure cancer. This, of course, after Joe Biden lost his son. Last month, President Obama said, Biden worked with this Congress to give scientists at the National Institute develop the strongest resources they've had in over a decade. Tonight I'm announcing a new national effort to get it done, and because he's gone to the mat for all of us on so many issues over the past 40 years, I'm putting Joe in charge of mission control for the loved ones we've all lost and for the family we can still save. Let's make America the country that cures cancer once and for all. Beautifully put. Beautifully put. Biden is obviously not running for president, even though I think a lot of us wanted to see a Biden-Hillary competition. Looks like not happening. And so he is going to spend his next 15 months in office. I'm a little confused because 12 months from now is January. So I'm not sure. Forgive me. I don't know why they say 15 months, why he's in office till next April. Unless there's some committee or something I don't know about. But anyway, maybe the vice president stays in office longer than the president. I don't know. But they said in his next 15 months in office, he's going to fight for increased funding for research and development, which I support. And the issue is personal to him after he lost his son, Beau, 46 years old, to brain cancer. That occurred on May 30th, and he was Delaware's former attorney general. So, Biden, on the front to fight cancer, I'm for that. And, good for something positive, hopefully, coming out of this presidency. And I know a lot of you guys are Obama supporters, and I apologize. I've been very, very frustrated the last 8 years, and I, don't want to sit here and president bash by any means. I don't think that's appropriate, but I think I could speak for many of us when I say we are really hoping, for a bright future, economic strength, safety, advances in medicine, increase in our security, and, being able to still stay a formidable force and be the strongest nation out there. And, I think we've, had many episodes of weakness that, unfortunately, the world has seen. And I am, very, very optimistic that we could rectify that. Just, we got to get through this last year. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And a big thanks to the Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. And a big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. We really appreciate it. Let me ask you guys a question. How many of you actually believe that the cure for cancer has already been found? And it's out there, it's well known, and we're just not being, briefed on that.
Which cancer, because it depends on where the origins of the cancer come from. Because, I mean, there are some, breast cancer, I feel like, with all the sponsorship and everything, we should be fairly close, if not certain. But then there are things like mesothelioma, where, like, until we get rid of all the asbestos or cover it up properly, we're just never going to hear the end of it. So
No, good point. Stay on the line. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'd like to hear from you. You know, do you think the cure for cancer is already, you know, found? The reason why I say that, I want to talk to you, Tom, about that is I got a note yesterday. Thomas had written that doctors in the medical establishment won't allow a cure for cancer to be created or announced. He writes, the system is so full of fraud, and we citizens continue to be victimized as the establishments make more money. He writes, we have a cure for cancer. Who are they kidding? Have Joe Biden call them out. Now, I disagree with this whole conspiracy theory thing, because, you know, like we saw what happened with the Ebola outbreak, okay? Nobody wants to be responsible for thousands and thousands of deaths. And, you know, since everything can be uncovered, and I sincerely doubt you have, you know, people high up in the government or in medical communities going, look, the data's right here, and we're just going to keep it all locked away in a safe. But, so Tom, you think, though, we already have a cure for, like, breast cancer?
Oh, I would feel that a lot of the funding may have been wasted, because, I mean, this is one mm-hmm. of the, like, mm-hmm. largest funded, publicly funded cancer research efforts, and I haven't seen, I've read a lot of things about, you know, we've found ways to do this to cancer cells, and the something about the AIDS virus was manipulated right. to take out certain cancer cells, but, I mean, a lot of this is, like, leukemia and stuff, and I feel like we're not figuring out what the actual root of the problem is with it, and we're just kind of, you know, going around the edges, trying to play with some ideas. I don't know. I feel like I'm being lied to at some level with that, but, I mean, I'm also not completely pervy to that.
Right. No, but, you know, you do bring up a point. You know, I've been doing this show now for 7 years, and for the last 7 years, there have been quote-unquote breakthroughs. All right, well then, if there are breakthroughs, then why are we still struggling? Why didn't this killer breakthrough that we found with HIV be the one? Or I think they found a preservative the other day, a food preservative that kills cancer cells. So, well, I mean, how many more years do we have to wait? And so I think, you know, you bring up a good point, Tom, that it's frustrating that, you know, we're getting tidbits and we're getting excited about all these different advancements, but again, nothing. Nothing has been done. No. So, go ahead.
I was going to say things like leukemia and stuff. I would say that whereas we found the research and we've got ideas on how to battle this, it's the idea of, well, you know, we could spend $10 million to save, you know, 3 kids, or we could use $10 million to further the research to make it more publicly accessible, so it's maybe $1 million for any kid anywhere.
Right.
So
right.
I think that that's it's going to be the development of these things and the implementation. I think in the next 10 years we'll see a huge increase in cancer treatments outside of chemo, but there are some of them that I just feel like, why are we not there yet?
Right. No, you bring up a good point. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So then let's move back to what's going on here with, and this isn't the first email I received where people think that there's a conspiracy. Has the cure for cancer been found? And is it, and I see the logic, you know, because when you guys, you know, accuse us doctors and, you know, the healthcare establishment of, you know, being evil, I like to be devil's advocate and see your reasoning and see the logic. And so from a financial perspective, I get it. If you remain, you know, able to be sick, then I'm able to still have a job. But I have a job whether you're sick or not. Okay? I mean, with cancer. Okay? I mean, you know, you, I guess, have a birth control mishap and get exposed, let's say, to, I shouldn't say birth control, but you get exposed to an STD. That has nothing to do with cancer. You're going to come to me and want to get treated. You have high blood pressure. You're going to want to be treated. You have, you know, so I would, you know, probably take, for the first part, let's take doctors and medical providers out of that equation, because we are not a part of any big conspiracy. We don't have time to conspire. You know, we don't go to these meetings. If you've ever been to a medical meeting, and I urge you to, okay? For those of you guys that totally distrust the medical establishment or the medical system, go to these meetings. Okay, they're actually pretty fun. Okay, yeah, some of them are really, really boring, you know, and they talk about nucleotides and, you know, I don't know, all these new retroviral therapies and all the mechanisms of it. I could see how that could put you to sleep, even though me as a doctor, I'm like, really, they could do that, dude? All right, but I get excited by stuff like that because I'm a geek. But I mean, look at what's happening with the science. You see groups of scientists present. You see groups of scientists find where they, you know, what they discovered, and they present that. They will usually tell you what that could be applied to. You know, why is this so fascinating? Why is this such a advancement? And then, you know, sometimes they'll talk about what their plans are. What's the next step? You know, just like if you went to CES or a Consumer Electronics Show that, discussed technology. You know, why are you making a robot dog? What, as a toy? No, not only can this be used as a toy, but maybe it could be used as a security system later, you know, etc. And so, you know, if you're accusing the medical establishment of, you know, hiding the true cure for cancer, then you might as well accuse the government of them having the knowledge of how to handle ISIS, or accuse the Treasury Department of how to fix the economy. I mean, you know, how far is the conspiracy theory going to go? You know, is the government purposely keeping the economy low so we all get dependent on government dollars so they could take control? Wait a second. That is a thought. Okay, so I could see how logic, you kind of wonder with some of the stupid legislation out there when it comes to taxes and penalties. That makes you wonder. But I mean, as a doctor right now, and I'm in the media, and I go to a lot of these meetings, I can tell you right now, there is no cure. And the reason why I can very, very comfortably say we don't have a cure for cancer is, like Tom had pointed out, there's multiple different types of cancers. So there's not just a cure. Okay? Fighting prostate cancer is a little different than fighting colon cancer, than fighting leukemia, than fighting melanoma, than fighting Kaposi sarcoma. So, it's not like there is a cure and you could just, you know, nuke it and be done. All right. Number two is there's greed. Okay. Just like on Wall Street, Michael Douglas said greed is good. Greed allows companies to want to be the ones that get the credit. Okay? These companies, the pharmaceutical company and the biotech companies and these companies out there, they want to be the ones that find the cure, that find the genetic test, that find the new disease. These are the ones that want to be the innovators. Okay? So you have a company that finds a cure for cancer, they're going to say, oh no, I'll get bought out by the government to keep quiet? No. Because them getting the credit for finding it opens up a whole new slew of business. That is gold. You find a cure for cancer, that's gold. And somebody is going to want to, you know, take credit, for a discovery such as that. So I really don't believe that knowledge like that would be kept, kept under wraps. But I understand your frustration. I understand it is. And remember, you know, cancer is chaotic. Cancer is not predictable. That's why it's called cancer. Okay, cancer happens because these cells grow unpredictably. Rather than having a genetic a genetic fingerprint that our code that is reproducible and predictable, something goes haywire and then it just grows. And maybe there's a predictability to some of the chaos to it. Well, it's going to spread, it's going to metastasize, etc. The unpredictability is unfortunately a deterrent for us finding something that can be used all the time in a regular, predictable setting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So everybody is excited about the Powerball. Apparently the drawing for one of its biggest, I think it's the biggest ever, $1.5 billion it's now up to. The drawing is tonight. Yeah, I got some tickets. I live in Nevada. I don't think you could get tickets when you live in Nevada or Utah, but I was in L.A. last weekend, and my husband reminded me that, you know, we should probably get some Powerball tickets. So, you know, we got some quick picks, and because we heard that 75% of people who win were quick pick, you know, rather than, you know, picking numbers of, you know, I mean, everybody always kind of puts their birthday or, you know, a variety of numbers, you know, the year. I don't really go by that. There's no real luck to that. And so the drawing is, I guess, at 10:59 p.m. Eastern time, which in my neck of the woods, Pacific time would be, I know I got to do the math, 7:59, so 8 p.m. So I guess by 8 p.m. Pacific time or 11 p.m. Eastern time, you will find out if you are going to be a gajillionaire or a billionaire. The last drawing on January 9th, I guess, marked the 19th time without a grand prize winner. Remember, the winner will not take home the full $1.5 billion. There is going to be a huge tax bill, they say, in the nine digits. And I guess you have a better chance for running for president and winning than, you know, winning Powerball. I guess there's a $2 ticket and a $3 ticket. I always thought Powerball was a buck. I forgot it was a $2 ticket. No big deal. So I have, I guess, less picks than I thought. They say Powerball players have spent an estimated $2.6 billion on tickets since the last jackpot was claimed in November. If you want to win the grand prize, you must match all five numbers, any order, and the red Powerball number. If you have just a matching Powerball number, you get four bucks, which is basically 100% return, right? Right? Because $2 and $2, that's not too bad. Tickets with more matching numbers are eligible for a prize of $7. That I could see myself winning. $100, $50,000, or $1 million. Okay? I guess they say don't wait to the last minute to get a ticket. Apparently different states close ticket sales at different times. Customers have reported waiting hours in line. There's a state line, which is about 40 miles from where I live, and the lines are, I mean, it was like 20-some degrees this morning, and people were out there in line trying to get their Powerball ticket. You have a 1 in 292 billion chance of winning the grand prize. And I'm looking at these numbers and it's like, whoa. And you know, of course, economists are saying, and remember I told you, you know, don't take the lump sum. If you take the lump sum, I think you pay more in taxes and obviously you get less money. So, I mean, if you won $1.5 billion and then you had to give, I don't know, how many million away in taxes, I would say go ahead and let them pay you for life. I understand, you know, somebody could go under and they could run out of money or whatever. But, I mean, think about what? Okay, so you get, you know, a couple million a year, then you don't overspend it. They say, according to Forbes magazine, the winner of the $1.3 billion Powerball may face lawsuits by friends, co-workers, family. They say taxes on the winning tickets obviously are unavoidable. You have to. And do not think that you can get out of paying taxes. I think they take it out right away. But apparently there was a lawsuit. Okay, they say Eva Reyes was a winner. This was a while back. But the owner of the liquor store where she bought the tickets sued her. I guess Luxemi Bard Waj owns USA Liquors in Milpitas, California, where Miss Reyes bought the ticket. The owner claimed that Miss Reyes promised to split the money, which is $350,000 each after taxes, for fronting the money to buy the tickets. Oh, okay, he does have a case. The plaintiff claims there is a signed note guaranteeing him half the winnings, but Miss Reyes claims the deal was for $50,000, not half. The IRS will take 39.6%, which is the top, I know, isn't that Canada tax rates? The tax withholding rate on lottery winnings is 25%, so I'm not really sure. So I guess some lottery winners have trouble paying their taxes when they file. I don't know, I would probably just say, you know what, take it out and we'll figure it out, because the last thing I want to do is go to jail when I'm trying to enjoy my lottery money. They say there's a lot of dirty disputes. I think I live in Nevada, and I was watching Fox 5 this morning. They were talking about how if I wanted to go in as a group and buy a bunch of lottery tickets, with a office. So, you know, you all go and buy, you know, a bunch of tickets together. Everybody pools, let's say, $100. So then you end up buying thousands of dollars of tickets if you're a part of a big company. And then you have a bigger chance at collectively as a group of one of you winning Powerball. And then you all split the dough, which seems like a smart idea. I heard that's kind of illegal. It's like, I think, a misdemeanor in my state. So you can't even do that. All right? And I understand because there's been a lot of suits. You know, what ends up happening is somebody wins, and then they say, but no. I bought a ticket separately. My separate ticket away from the group was the one that won. And they're like, wait, what? Which is why if you live in a state where that's not illegal and you do buy, I guess, a whole bunch of tickets, et cetera, I would suggest make photocopies. Right? Make sure everybody has a copy. So then if somebody, you know, wins and it's not on that copy, then that's theirs, obviously. Huh. All right. Tax advice, let me see what they said. In Dickerson versus Commissioner, this is a lawsuit. An Alabama Waffle House waitress won a $10 million lottery jackpot on a ticket given to her by a customer. The trouble started when she tried to benefit her family and spread the wealth. The tax court said she was liable for gift tax when she transferred the winning ticket to a family company of which she owed 49%. So she shouldn't have assigned her claim in a Waffle House. Winners have trouble paying their taxes, resolving disputes. This is what they were talking about by, I guess this is in Forbes. All right, so you guys know more about, you know, I guess these cases than I do. I'm a doctor. I don't know much about law. But what I do know is families seem to come out of the woodwork, and they will ask you for money. And you need to be prepared to say no. It's very interesting. NerdWallet.com has some advice, and it's called Six Things to Do When You Win the $1.3 Billion Powerball Jackpot. When you win. You see how optimistic he is? All right. So they say, first, practice your poker face. Don't run around going, dude, I'm filthy rich. Okay? Maybe change your phone number. Put an extra lock on your front door. He suggests move the garden gnomes inside so reporters don't trample on them. And don't have $100 bills, you know, kind of sewn together, making a red carpet towards your house. They say review your family tree and prenup and beneficiary information. If you're going to now, you know, get a wife that's half your age and super pretty, you may want to look at a prenup. Siblings, parents, kids, spouses, exes, soon-to-be exes, people will come up, and they will want to, have money. You need to be smart about it, okay? And it is. You think the family won't do that, but, I mean, I've seen family members die, and cars and houses get completely cleaned out like ants would at a picnic. And I'm like, are you guys kidding me? He only had probably $50 to his name. And it was just, people like free money. All right? They say do not count your millions just yet. All right? You could opt into getting 30 annual payments. Lump sum of this, that was at the $1.3 billion. I don't have the $1.5 billion number, but the lump sum would be over $800 million. Huge tax bill. Know which state you live in and what their taxes are. Okay? Sometimes your income taxes are going to have to be paid as well. Pennsylvania, California will exempt lottery winnings from income tax. Okay? And let me see here. Google past lottery winners to see what they did that was wrong. Did they go into drugs, gamble, overspend, tax evasion, and don't make their mistakes? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, so we are back on the the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This was an interesting email I received last week, and I want to bring it up right now. Brent writes, what are signs your girlfriend is only into you for your money? I thought this email would be appropriate since it's Powerball week, right? So what signs... what are the signs of your girlfriend only being into you for your money? He says, I have a decent job and a nice car, but as you've discussed, many of us don't have much in savings. I found an amazing woman a few months ago, and I'm concerned she may not be as into me as I am into her. I want to know before this goes deeper. Wow. See, the first thing I thought of is not that the girlfriend was out, you know, out for your money. That wasn't my first gist that I got from this email. Mine is, you're starting to doubt yourself. I mean, that happened with me and my husband. You know, I'm dating him, and I'm like, wait a second. Why does he want me? I mean, I'm dating up. You know, whenever you date up or you think you date above your league, you start to feel that way, and you start to feel inadequate. And my husband doesn't know this, and don't tell him. He doesn't listen to the show, please. Yeah, I know. If he loved me and listened to my show, no. Trust me, no. I don't make him do that, okay? In fact, my display of love for him is not forcing him to listen to my show. But there was a very small period of time when I thought the only reason my husband was with me was because I was in medical school and I was going to be a doctor one day. And obviously that wasn't the case. But I'm like, look at me. I'm not pretty. I'm not super skinny. I mean, I was fit and I was very toned and I had very little body fat, but I wasn't, you know, a size 2. I obviously wasn't the sexiest. And so I was like, what is it then? And I went through this, you know, period of, you know, why? And as a woman, it's kind of easier, you know, because, you know, you there's not as many sugar mamas out there as there are sugar daddies. But yeah, I mean, he has a career. He was in chiropractic school and it was stupid for me to think that. But I'm going to admit that I did go through a period where I was doubting my worth in the relationship. And, you know, would he stick? You know, I mean, if something happened. Now, thinking back, okay, I mean, if I look back at the kind of, you know, wife I've been and, you know, how good I look and all that, I mean, come to think of it, if I wasn't bringing an income, I don't think he would have been probably still married to me all this time. But, you know, thank God he said, oh, thank you. Oh my gosh. But you know, so let's say you're right. Let's say your instinct is right. And this girl is into you for your money. Okay, so how do you find out? All right, now some of you will say, just lie to her. Tell her you lost your job. No, okay? All right, first let's look at some signs. And I hate to talk about this because I'm a woman. I do not want to lose any of my PMS privileges. Okay? Accusing. Please. Is this Ty? Oh, hey, Lee, Lee's on. Lee. Okay, Lee, yeah, please enlighten us how a woman is into the money.
Well, first way to do is go out to dinner and see what she orders. That's how you figure it, how I've always figured it out. I've been
very
married before.
Good.
You know, she orders the most expensive thing on the menu and then just lets it sit there. You know, she's about money. That's how I've always gauged it.
But what if she is, the only problem is what if you have a vegetarian? Okay, I always date a vegetarian because she'll order a salad or something, and that's cheap. Now what do you do? Is it like maybe the wine if she orders expensive wine?
Could be the wine or even the salad dressing. Now if you take into like a red wine vinaigrette,
ooh,
most of the time they have a little bit higher taste, a little bit more elevated education. But if she...
See, I use ketchup. That tells you a lot about me.
Well,
I'll throw,
you know, ketchup
on my salad.
Ketchup's good on everything.
I'm not the classiest.
I mean, you could always show up in a rusted out Pinto, and if she turns her nose at you, you know she's got a little bit of an issue with what you drive, and you know, but if she still gets in and goes to dinner with you...
That's a good idea. You rent a car, a compact...
Yeah.
Or borrow one of Tom's, you know, cars, right, Tom? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't even get one of Tom's cars. I'd show up in my 77 Ford with 20 inches of lift and make him jump in.
By the way, Lee, yours and my goal is to get Tom a car that has more than 3 wheels.
See, I want to get him one that's Harlequin colored, like one of those Harlequin colored Volkswagen Golfs.
That's awesome. Well, Lee, thank you for your relationship advice. Honestly, I think we all learned a lot, and I think we women now know to not order the most expensive thing on the menu.
But there's also another way that I've found mm-hmm. signs, too, is if they want to pay for their own meal, go Dutch, or they want to pay for the entire meal. I've had that happen before, and that's in one of the current relationships I've been in for the last 10 years. Wanted to pay for the first dinner.
Okay, that's a trick. I've done that trick many times. It's a
trick. I know, it is.
You know why? Because what I'll do is, you know, I'll have the date take me to In-N-Out, and I'll go, you know what, I'll buy. And then I want him to take me out to Outback and then have him buy. You see, no, there's a little trick. You know, because remember, if somebody's really shrewd, they won't be obvious.
So, well, very true. Maybe we should have a segment once a week on Lee's love life.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man, you'll definitely get a lot of, you might have a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, I probably need that. I have too many kids, and I got to keep working, so I better get going.
All right. Well, Lee, thank you again for joining us. I appreciate it.
We'll see you, Dahlia.
Awesome. All right, so Brent thinks his girlfriend is only into him for his money, but he's kind of really into this girl. He is really into this girl. Okay, and you don't want to lie. A woman knows when she's being tested, by the way. Okay, we know. We're not stupid. In fact, we are the testing masters. So if you try to lie and say, I lost my job, we're going to figure that out. Because, it's not about a money issue, we're going to, more often than not, worry you're cheating on us. So we will do sleuthing, not because we want to know if you have money, but we're worried if you cheat. Now, let's say I'm dating somebody, and he lied to me about a job, and I found out about it, and I broke up with him. It's not that I would break up with him because he lied about the money issue. Is if I'm dating a liar, he's going to lie about cheating. That is a woman's, I think, biggest concern, that she's going to be cheated on or she's going to be dumped after she has a couple kids. And she loses the body that she had. Okay, that was my biggest fear. And so, you never want to lie, because you're being caught in a lie is worse than that. Okay, now, according to allwomenstalk.com, they brought up a lot of things like, Lee did. You know, she has a very expensive taste. For date night, she wants to go shopping. You know, it's like, okay, well, let's go, date night. And rather than just cuddling up with you, you know, watching a movie, instead, she wants to go shopping. Like, we have the Forum Shops in Las Vegas. If that's what she wants to do for date night, that could be kind of concerning. If she just straight out asks you about your money. If you want to, let's say, take things to another level, she waits until something was properly bought, you know, so you kind of feel like you had to pay before play, that kind of thing. If you see certain temper tantrums, if she's always asking you about your money status, but that is very interesting. If you just have that feeling, your gut, you know, may be right. But again, that's only if you're very confident in the way you are. I mean, if Brent over here, you know, is never confident with women, then, you know, but, you know, if you're like, no, I've felt confident before, I'm just getting that feeling. One thing you could do is, you know, sit down with her and go, you know, look, I'm a little bit nervous about the job. You know, I mean, let's come up with a plan, because I'm in this for the long haul. If for some reason something happens with the economy or, you know, my career, you know, what's our next step? And if you see her, you know, kind of look off to the side and, you know, look like, well, I wasn't even thinking of this, that could be a concern. But if her answer is no, don't worry, you know, I'm going to get a medical degree, I'm going to have a nationally syndicated show one day, don't worry, we're going to be fine. And you know what, I could live with you in a box, right, out in the alley, and I would be fine because I'm with you. You know, she's not in it for your money. You see? Easy. Easy squeezy. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.